Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. Thomas Apostle, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta today with a preaching entitled Conversations with My Twin.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We've seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Bring your hand and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Today we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, a.k.a. Doubting Thomas, though I can tell you from talking to him that he is not keen on that title. He'd prefer to be remembered as Brave Thomas, for that time when Jesus made the brazen choice to return to dangerous Jerusalem vicinity, and he, Thomas, told all the other disciples, "Let's go also to die with him." But no one seems to remember that, not even the lectionary, not even on his feast day. So, wanting to steer clear of all that controversy and avoiding upsetting him anew, I call him by the name that everyone in the text itself seems to know him by. Didymus. Twin. And Thomas is indeed my twin. I feel we've known each other for forever and that the two of us speak our own secret language that no one else can understand. But we've grown especially close again lately, because I've also tried to be so brave in recent months. I've tried to look reality of the situation in the eyes and be courageous and not anxious, focused, not melancholic. But the conversation that keeps resurfacing between us has everything to do with living in a sea of doubt. What's really going on here? Do I have all the information I need? Can I believe what I'm hearing? I don't trust Fox News, not one iota, but I also don't trust MSNBC isn't skewing things a bit. The stuff that appears in my Facebook feed, where's that all coming from? Who's telling the truth? I don't want to get myself into a tizzy about something I can't quite tell is real. Thomas and I are both very defensive about our skepticism. "I mean, seriously," Thomas says, "it's not like anyone had ever risen from the dead before. And it's not like the other disciples were particularly trustworthy reporters. They'd all scattered at Jesus' arrest. Peter lied about even knowing the man. Why should I listen to them?" "I know. There's just so much fake news nowadays," I agree. "Everyone's believing what they want to believe, claiming weird stuff that usually just reinforces what they already thought in the first place." "I mean, I just wanted us to be realistic and stop living in crazy land," Thomas says. "I'm with you," I nod. "Would you believe that they used to celebrate my feast on December 21st, Thomas recalls. "I did not know that," I admit. "Yes, there used to be this terrible ditty in the Northern Hemisphere," he sighs. "St. Thomas Day, St. Thomas Gray, longest night, shortest day." It was like an earworm. Everyone else would move on to Christmas carols, but it would taunt me in my nightmares all winter long. He sighs. "I mean, gray's not a bad color. The ability to nuance, the ability to deal with ambiguity, these should be acknowledged as virtues. People can be so black and white, Thomas says. Gray is a sign of maturity. I consider myself briefly in the mirror, checking how my roots are growing out. Exactly, I say. Gray is great. And then we pass several minutes in silence. And yet, I'll admit that if gray's the only color you've got in your crayon box, it's not a great world to dwell in forever, Thomas says. I sit for a minute more and then I nod. Yeah, I guess I can see that. If constructing my life were like building a house, I think about how much time I've spent in the basement testing whether the foundation was solid, re-pouring the concrete over and over again, testing the strength of the pillars, but never really building a first floor, never mind a second one or a third one. Even though at this point I've got enough pillars laid to support a skyscraper. At what point does one say, you know, I think the foundation of this house is good and we're ready to build upward, so we have something we can really live in? And I think about all those right now who've become so skeptical of any news source that they refuse to ever take a stand on anything, that they want to remain open-minded before the fact they still might be wrong. The danger of fake news is that it begins to make everything and everyone feel untrustworthy, even when some are trying to tell the truth. Skepticism becomes immobilizing. If every morning, as the philosopher Wittgenstein says, you wake up and have to ask, do I really have two hands or is that a figment of my imagination? It's hard to get much done with your day. It's hard to ever take action. Even the kind of action that's necessary for our own and others' survival. Questioning is valuable, but life is more than questions alone. And personal experience is valuable, but it cannot be the only thing that we trust. Rather than trying to figure out how to just get by with one's sanity intact in a post-truth, post-trust society, perhaps our energies are best spent vigorously building up a more truthful, more trustworthy society. I mean, I guess Jesus's point about needing to be able to believe without personally seeing everything with one's own eyes does have a certain validity to it, I begrudgingly mutter. Well, of course, Thomas sighs, Jesus's points generally do. Happy feast day, Didymus, I say. Same to you, he says. And I watch as my brave twin stands and charges forth. Let us continue to go with Jesus wherever the road might lead. Aye, aye, I say. And on this day, once again, try to follow his suit.